Hello and welcome to the Thoughtful Anarchy Podcast. I'm Sunshine and Titi is not here, so I am speaking to the voices in my head. Today, I'd like you to welcome Eris, goddess of chaos.
Chaos!
And if none of you understood that, this is a reference from Billy and Mandy. With the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy? Yeah. It is a reference to the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, one of our favorite shows when we were kids. Okay, so the first topic is, I am actually not surprised that it is still a topic of conversation. You know, the 24-hour news cycle, it tends to cycle out things that people aren't interested in solely because people have no attention spans nowadays. Everything just moves so quickly. But we're going to speak about the royals. So, Eris, my gorgeous goddess, can you give me your thoughts? Wait, have you heard of Piers Morgan? So, Piers Morgan was talking about Meghan Markle, and apparently he went on a date with her. Didn't turn out well. She never hit him back. Sad. That man is sad as fuck. He thought he was going to get some of that. Turns out, she was looking at that other thing. She was like, what you say, Prince Harry? You want me to be the Duchess? And then she went on. And the man has been ruined for life, apparently. So he was talking all this wild sugar on air as one of the lead anchors for Good Morning Britain, I think. I think that's the show. Produced by ITV. And when somebody would just call him out, the weatherman, I think his name is Alex Beresford, correct me if I'm wrong, he was calling him out, and Pierce got up and walked out because he just couldn't. He says the most, he's a right-leaning political pundit or social pundit, whatever the fuck, right? Well, shit, I was trying not to cuss, but whatever. He's right-leaning, right? And I guess when somebody even contests him in any way, he found it so egregious that he had to get the hell on and walk out, creating such a big scene. He seems, you know what's so funny, right? A lot of these right-wing people talk about how more liberal-leaning people are just snowflakes, but would you look at that? So sensitive. His frail male ego couldn't handle someone that he views lesser than him. And I wonder why he views it as such. Talking to him in the most sense, right? All the man basically said, you spout this shit all day, every day. And you don't want people talking to you about something from somebody else's perspective so long as it's not sucking your dick. The man was furious and he got up and left. But what do you think about the whole situation? I know you haven't watched the interview. We talked about this. I haven't watched the interview either. I'm not going to because I don't have cable. But I'm not going to. Is it on the internet? Is it free on the internet? You can talk.
Probably.
Okay. These voices in the head. We're having conversations. It's not just me in here. All of us. We inhabit this world.
Yes, but we love you very much, Sunshine.
Oh, thank you. But wait. So you're saying it's... you're suggesting that I do the illegalities and pirate it. Voices in my head, I've left the world of crime. I am now a mild-mannered black woman who's also an upstanding citizen.
Well, we have various cable subscriptions, so...
We have cable?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Since when? We've always had cable?
Yes.
My mother's scholars. The good cable?
Not the good cable, the cheap cable, but still cable nonetheless.
You think Oprah is going to be interviewing anybody on basic cable?
Not basic cable, but the cable, we have a lot of the channels.
Like? Wait, do we have the wrestling channels? The MMA fighters, do we have that?
What channel are they on?
I don't know. I just thought you just pitched. I want to see Jake Paul get knocked out. Okay, this is what I want to do, right? From the last fight I heard he was in, he won. Unfortunate. I want to wait until the fight happens and hear about him getting knocked out and then go watch it.
That's probably just YouTube for you by then.
I don't think it's on YouTube. I think it's actually on like the fighting channels.
Again, it all depends on the channel. We gotta check the package.
Okay, I look forward to checking the package. Okay, okay. But what are your thoughts on it?
I guess Morgan, he has an ego. He needs to get over himself. If Megan didn't want to have anything to do with him, then he should move on. Today's not his day. Getting up and walking out in the middle of your segment, that's it? Okay. I quit. We're not doing this job anymore. It paints a color of him for his career going forward. If he wants to be on TV again, that's eventually going to be very difficult for him.
Quick aside, he said that he is not going anywhere, that you'll see him again. Because apparently the decision to leave ITV was mutual.
So mutual means he was fired and then they don't want to see him again.
You sound like a lot of sense, Eris. But he said it was mutual. So why do you think he got up and left? You said the ego, but why the ego?
Well, what I found is that men in his position, they especially when they're spinning a story, they feel their word is the gospel. And when it turns out not to be the gospel, they get frustrated when people keep continuously challenge that narrative. So since his narrative was being challenged and he wasn't fond of what was being said and he was vehemently against it, to make his point, he decided to walk out and not engage with the counter story that was coming at him, which doesn't lean well for his career going forward. Because any other news network or whoever would be looking at him to pick him up would probably view him through that lens to say that, will he walk out of my segment? I don't want that. So thank you for showing up, but we're going to go in a different direction.
I see. I wonder, no, I don't wonder. This is, I've already started it off wrong. He traffics in misinformation. These ultra quasi celebrities like Alex Jones, the Candace Owens of the world, he is a part of that lexicon. And he is able to get away with saying outlandish, egregious things that have no basis in facts, solely because there is a market for it. And it's not like he's not going to be employed again. I'm sure that if he were to get a visa, if Piers Morgan gets a visa.
Hello, Fox News.
Hello, Fox News. Because I don't know if he's dead yet. But I know the person. I really don't know if he's dead yet. Rupert Murdoch, I think that's his name. He's the one who owns most of these right-wing leaning media outlets. Let me check so I'm not wrong. Rupert Murdoch. Oh my God, she wants me to leave the house at 8 p.m.? Jesus.
I'm in bed by then.
Usually. Oh, Jesus, 8 p.m.? Okay, I'm gonna tell her just hit me with the address. Send the addy. Oh, shit. Send the address. Okay. But Rupert Murdoch is the funder, the catalyst behind all of these. Wait, let me see if he's... I just want to make sure that he's dead. Not make sure, excuse me. I just want to see if he's dead.
Hopefully he's still alive. But then if not...
I didn't say that. He looks like he's still alive.
If not, may he rest in peace.
I wouldn't say all that. But
we gotta be nicer than that.
We don't have to be nicer than anything. Cause
all right, I'll give it to
Rupert Murdoch has his people on air explicitly denigrating almost all non-white people. Unless a black person subscribes to their views, or perhaps is using it for political gain. Hashtag Candace Owens again.
Diamond and Silk!
Oh my god, did you see? So they wrote an op-ed about how Fox News is racist, and I was like, bitch, chiz, did you not know that this motherfucking enterprise wasn't for people who look like me and you? So when they say anything out of turn, and they got Smyrna, sorry, oh Jesus,
that's so far.
I'm about to Uber this shit. Wait, don't fail me now. Oh well. Goodbye, everyone. Yes. But I don't see how they couldn't tell the how could you not see the ethos of these people, right? And I'm not sympathetic to their plight. They're trying to gain sympathy and saying, oh, Fox is a racist organization, they kicked us out because da da da. And I imagine most sensible people in the black community are like,
it's your fault, you should have seen it going in.
Dems the brakes, kids. What the fuck do you want to do? But what were we talking about first? We were talking about the royal family. What do you think about the situation, right? So Meghan and Harry are disappointed and upset because their son Archie won't hold a title. What is your thought process on this? What are your grievances, likes? Do you endorse this mindset or what? By the way, I'm not an interviewer. To be quite frank, I don't believe in interviewing people because I feel like to be an interviewer, you have to be very curious. I wouldn't say I'm very curious about a lot of people. I'm interested in what they may know, but again, I'm having conversations with my thoughts, so, you know, I'm just asking the questions that I think I should ask, but perhaps I'm not the best, so don't comment on that. Just comment on the fact that we're having open discourse, me and my thoughts. All right, okay, good.
The royal family, it is a system that should have been done away with once the parliament came into play. The monarchy, their sway over the land should have lessened, in a sense that with the advent of the parliament, the people ruled the country. So the fact that the child will not hold a title in the end is a bigger thing to deal with, to do with English culture as opposed to more of a worldview, because I wouldn't say that I completely understand why they want their child to have a title in England of some random place, the Duke of Sussex, the Count of Wexenberg or something like that. So the fact that they want their child to have a title, it doesn't really make sense to me since they chose to leave that life behind.
Okay, so my thought process is, you understand that the idea of the royalty is deeply embedded in a racist, I can't even say subculture. The overtures are so astounding. They've colonized a large percent, I think there's a statistic out there that said 75% of the world previously. So these people who thought, not saying the British people of today, but the ideology behind the crown thought that it was okay to subjugate others for their own selfish, greedy, inhumane means. That's the institution, because she used words like the firm or the institute to describe the royal family, which means, to me, that means it operates as a business. So if it's not a monarchy in the official sense of the word, which I don't agree with monarchies, as you can imagine, this is thoughtful anarchy, fucking government. But we're thoughtful about the government. We're thoughtful of the idea of government. But government is just like, But she, for some reason, wants her son to be included in this. When I think there's an argument to say that the reason why he hasn't been given a title is because he's black, or at least part black. The racist argument is there, but again, this institution was built on that. It shouldn't be news. So I want to know why she's so hard-pressed to get her son a title. Or why is it so concerning that he doesn't have one? And why is Prince Harry trying to say, oh, well, these terrible things happened to my wife. And yeah, it's because she's black. But still, that's my grandmother. They'd be a little racist sometimes. They don't understand how good cornbread tastes. Collard greens are delicious. What say you?
Even though they've separated themselves from that family in England, they want, at the same time, they still, I believe that they still want to be a part of it, in why they're vested in getting their son that title.
Why would they want to be a part of it, though?
It's a part of his heritage, even though he is...
Because he grew up as a royal? You mean Harry? Who are you talking about?
No, the son.
Okay.
Because it's half of his heritage, they would like him to get a title in England to say that, yes, even though mom and dad decide to go away from, step back from the royal family, he's still part of the whole monarchy of England.
But why do you think they'd want that?
Why they'd want that? It makes no sense to me.
Okay.
But it's... Especially because his father comes from that culture. They possibly want him to have the full breadth of his heritage. Both the English royalty and Meghan Markle.
Even if it's cloistered in the same racism that they've been trying to escape?
Unfortunately, yes.
Do you think that's kind of conditioning or brainwashing? To think that even though you see that this horrid culture or political set or influence of the monarchy in Britain is still prevalent in life today, do you think that it makes sense for them to still try to advocate for his title? Or
to me, it makes no sense. It is an interesting system that they still have continuing in England to say that you have titles, Duke, Marquis, Count of various places in the country. But my personal opinion says that it is outdated. It can move on, and to say that that can be done away with. It's an interesting point to say that it was a part of history, but as far as progressive ideals go, we can say that these titles don't really mean anything in the current day.
Okay, so my own thoughts. We were raised on an island that was formerly owned by the British Empire. And what do you think the influences of such a colonialized power has had on our existence.
Though these islands are now free of...
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them. British rule. Are out of the ideas and comment some of the cultural norms that are accepted in the islands have been adopted from British culture. I can think when I hear them in British media, I clue in on a few words to say that, yeah, I remember hearing these words back home when I was a child, but to see that the distance between us that is still repeated now to the current day is, it reminds me of the ties that the islands had to the British Empire once ago.
I believe that there is this idea that somehow, I mean, I imagine why the royals are still popular. It can't be because people believe that they're better than us. Because if they do believe that, then to be quite frank, you're stupid. I don't think anyone out there is better than you or me. And especially from the culture of the monarchy. Can you imagine, right? The monarchy, as it stands, as the institution, it says that it had the prerogative to go into other nations, lands, countries, continents, and commit genocide for the sake of their well-being. How can you still today, out your face hole, say that these people deserve the platform that they have? That you still subscribe to this idea? To me, it has to be. I don't, if they're out there, please let me know. But I feel like that's a very white-centric idea. I can't fathom. Well, no, I can fathom. But I can't fathom any reasonable non-white individual thinking that this is how it should go. I know there are other places with a monarchy, but they're never as popular as the British royals. And to be quite frank, I don't think they've done as much damage as the British royals. I think the Spanish come in a very close second. But how do you subscribe to this narrative? But moving on from that, because I think this is a lot of conversation about the royals, which I'm not trying to have. To be quite frank, I feel that everybody should be done with it. I'm not saying that Buckingham Palace needs to burn down. But I'm also saying that Buckingham Palace needs to be burned down.
It's a waste of money.
Not even a waste of money. I don't understand lauding and funding racist symbols. Even in America, when we have these arguments about these Confederate statues, so you mean my black tax dollars are going to the maintenance of these racist ass statues? In Britain, when they pulled the statue into the water, I was like, yes, get it off the edge. In America, when they desecrated it, I know a lot of people were upset, but people who were upset mostly white people who believe in the Confederate South. And I don't understand how you can be a nationalist and still try to endorse this failed part of the coup that lost. The South lost, really and truly, everyone. Everybody shut up. Nobody gives a... I can't say nobody gives a shit about the Confederacy. But I don't give a shit about the Confederacy. Because you know what? If the Confederates won, I would have still been a slave. I would have never had these opportunities. So you want me to say, yes, oh, your culture. Yes, you're fighting for your culture. Your culture meant that I would have no agency as a human being. It meant that, what was it? It was 3/5 human?
Yes.
And you want me to endorse your campaign to have this ridiculous, disgusting ideology come back? Man, fuck you. Fuck that. Fuck your little dick. Fuck your... I find it very hard to say insults about vaginas, so I'll keep that to myself. Fuck all of that, right? Do not get me started on this nationalist / populist popularity that has been steadily rising. So I know people say that there's been... When I went to school in the Northeast, I was in the second whitest state in the union.
Mind?
Don't tell them the answer. But I was in the second whitest state in the union. And imagine me, fresh off the plane, not knowing anything really about the American culture like that. I know what I saw on the Disney Channel. I know what I saw on Nickelodeon. But getting here and experiencing it has been so different than anything I've ever expected. So, I don't understand how you cannot feel empathy for people who have life differently here in America, the greatest country on earth, supposedly, when we're experiencing things differently than you solely because of the way we look. And I know many other people who've immigrated to this country by force, i.e. the descendants of slaves, or on purpose because they're trying to change their life and trying to seek a better future for themselves and their children and their generations ahead. But I don't see, as a white person, how you can understand all the trials and tribulations and you can just relegate it to being historical when today there's still black people being lynched. When today with this whole corona, is this in my hair? Stop it. Don't touch me here. Don't touch me lights. Why, with this coronavirus pandemic, Asian Americans are being assaulted. Why there are still children being torn from their parents' arms at the border. Why there's still children being separated. I can't fathom, right? Why we'll endorse racist power structures. I'm seeing on some of the comments, etc., when they talk about the roles on the Twitter, that they're trying to... There are people trying to make justifications for them. And it makes no sense. It's not like Queen Elizabeth is going to come here and suck your dick, peasant. She don't give a fuck about you. It's not like she's going to enrich you because you endorse the crown. She doesn't give a fuck about you. These people think that they're above you. They're above everything. They can even with her response, oh, we're dealing with this privately. But they were willing to give Apple evidence against Meghan Markle for bullying. They know where their ducats lie. Prince Andrew, that's the one who supposedly was with Jeffrey Epstein when he was raping all these young girls, etc. They ain't got shit to say about him. But Meghan Markle, oh, she emailed the staff at 5 a.m. So that's harassment, bitch. Shut up. I'm team no sleep. I email all hours of the day. So just the arguments. The structure wasn't made for people who look like you and me. And I know a lot of people make arguments like, Meghan Markle, she can be mistaken for a white woman, but she's not. That argument doesn't hold weight. The idea of even a sliver of blackness within the royalty is turbulent and threatening to them because blackness is not the idea of a person who is worthy of value. If you're royal, if you're deserving of this value, you need to be what? What they're saying is that you need to be white. And Archie is not white enough to suit their needs. As an heir, as somebody who can hold a title, all right? Okay, moving on. Next topic. Oh, I want to talk about something that we are interested in. Brain. As a young black kid, what do you think of the idea that black people can be everything? Do you actually think that that is real in reality? Ugh, that's awful with the phrase question. Do you feel that you can be any type of person within the black sphere? As a black person, do you feel that you can be weird or antisocial? Do you feel that you can have all these facets of your personality and still be accepted as what's considered normal within our current sphere of living?
Absolutely not. As news media, social media, movies, anything, they've painted a broad picture of how black people are supposed to be. So I am forced to live within the confines of what has been portrayed of me, or no, not forced to live within. Everybody expects that of me, and when I show them that I'm something different, they are very surprised that their spoon-fed beliefs have been compromised.
And in turn, how do you respond to, I guess, the backlash, so to speak, of being your true self? Is that what you're saying?
Usually I peel it back. It's not that I know that I live against a narrative that has been portrayed. But other times, in order to get ahead, I have to peel back myself, express a bit of the narrative that has been portrayed.
Like, you have to live up to them?
Not exactly live up to them, but show the public a bit of them, nothing too extreme, but a bit of them to get my foot in the door, and then they'll listen to me.
Like what?
Like, the more bombastic parts, where certain topics would get to the more ghetto form of expression, I would show a smidgen of that and be like, oh yeah, he's so black. It is so black. But then they would catch on to that, yeah, I'm still that person, but I'm better than what was before, and that's still not right to think that there's one above the rest.
I don't understand what you're saying. Who are you, in this example, who are you trying to show that you can enter their world or whatever? Are you referencing black people, or are you referencing white people, or are you referencing other people?
Mostly anybody that's not black.
Okay, so...
Because due to, like I said, media and varying other sources, they have portrayed black people in a certain light to say that we are one way. And because that's probably the first thing they see before they come into contact with an actual black person, that's the baseline they're going off of. So to facilitate their understanding, I might try to toss a nugget or two in their direction so that they understand, but then come back to who I actually am so that they get to know me instead of the caricature they've seen in their portrayed media.
I guess, okay, so Eris, let me give you my interpretation. I feel oftentimes when I enter spaces, a lot of these institutions in America weren't built for people who look like us.
They are not
built for people who look like us. So whenever I'm entering a space, i.e. the workspace or most social gatherings, if it's not specifically cultural in nature, I feel I always act as if I don't act as if I'm entering a white space. I now that I've gained agency of myself and I'm more confident and more poised in my own sense of being, I've realized that I can just be me. And if people don't like me being me, then fuck them, right? But I know that I'm entering spaces that are predominantly white, because that's true. I mean, statistically, America is more white than it is black. So as a black woman entering these spaces, I understand most of the time I'm going to be entering these white spaces. And I really, not to say that I try to keep my blackness away, but I definitely know that it is not opportune for me to act in a way that would be considered too black, if that makes sense. I can't be too rowdy or too rambunctious. I feel, and I think people have made me feel, like I can't enjoy things or engage in a way that puts me on display fully, because that level of blackness is not accepted as the norm within society. The etiquette that they've constructed, or the behaviors that they want to see in these spaces, don't include blackness. They don't include otherness. They don't include people who are of Asian descent, of Latin American descent, of Hispanic descent, Indian descent, no other countries. They expect you to fold within them. And any behaviors that they perceive as untoward are demonized and stigmatized negatively. I rarely see any positive stigmas. Is stigma specifically supposed to be in relation to negative words? I wonder. Okay. Are they positive stigmas? I'm looking this up. Stigma. Okay, so stigma is a mark of disgrace. Oh, so it's just negative. Yes. So I don't see any positive attributes I don't see overarchingly positive attributes of blackness accepted within these institutions. Oftentimes, when you show your blackness, it's attributed to negative values and negative attributes and negative ideals. So how are we supposed to react if we're trying to acclimate, right? If we're trying to be accepted, because most of these institutions are not run by black people. If we're trying to be accepted within their institutions, how do we then become palatable, quote unquote, to them, if we're not subscribing to these ideals of whiteness or curtailing our own behaviors because our blackness is a threat? What say you?
It's forever an uphill battle. Looking at American history and various companies, let's say this, we were made about 100 plus years ago. But at that time, you probably evolved now, but then the institution that you were built on, America itself, the framers, the founders, the founding fathers, their intent was not necessarily to include everyone.
No.
When they said all men are created equal, all white men are created equal.
Hey.
Everybody else, it was like, well,
kick rocks.
Yeah, pretty much. So coming forward into the present day, as the world has changed since the time of the framers, the laws are trying to evolve to include language that says that everybody needs to have that same level playing field, but there are some elements of the country that are strict to that old narrative, predominantly, unfortunately, white people, to say that yes, what was believed back then is believed to be the truth right now. Though the law has changed, yes, you are a full person, but you are still less than me. You do not get the same rights that I do. That's why possibly organizations like the Proud Boys and such do exist in this current day, neo-Nazis and whatever else have you, to say that all these exist within America, which is supposed to be a melding pot, a very diverse country to include everybody who wants to be here. But things like children being taken away at the border is still happening. To say that we want to be an inclusive country when the country was founded basically on immigration. The original Americans came from Europe, England, and so on and so forth. Yes, they're white people, but they were also still immigrants.
I would disagree with that, because I think the country was founded on the idea that white people had the capacity to take, and they did.
That's also very true.
Because I think a lot of people, especially Americans who can trace their genealogy back to this day of Washington, etc., they don't view themselves as immigrants. From a pundit on the when she was referencing the Meghan Markle story, she talked about how her family were rebels and they fought for their freedom, completely disregarding the fact that these people who came over here trying to seek religious freedom and trying to escape the reach of the throne, completely ignoring the fact that in that pursuit, they murdered, enslaved
entire populations of other cultures and people.
Correct. And the people of this land who sought to help them.
The Native Americans who taught them agriculture and how to live on this land, they eventually turned on them to force them to work for them, or just outright take their land and kill them.
Yeah. And this is a part of the history that people don't want to bring up, right? Because, again, this argument that it happened so long ago. First of all, it wasn't that long ago. If you are of the mind that the world has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, do you think this short span of time is enough to change a civilization, to change a culture? When I remember I was in school and people were telling me that racism doesn't exist, when I clearly, as someone who experienced racism, people wiping shit on my doors and flooding my room with urine, you're telling me that racism doesn't exist when nationalism and populism is on the rise? This shit never left. These people who believe in these values and these ideals think that they still own this country. They think that they still own the world, that they have a right to everything, that we, everybody else, is less than them. How are we not ardently fighting back against it? This is why we, right? Okay, let me pigeonhole it into a more modern view. This is why we don't see movies of black people winning Emmys and Grammys or Globes or whatever the fuck else award shows are there, right? Solely because it's not stories of our suffering, because that's what people know us at. They know us as our suffering, and now how the white-centric media has portrayed us as these derelicts of society. They only know us as that. Now there's black girl magic and black excellence and things, and there's a rise. But still, overarchingly, the idea is that black people are threatening, we're harmful, we devalue society. If a black person moves into a neighborhood, the value of the neighborhood goes down. It's because we're seen as less than. And people are trying to tell us to eat it. Why should we, right? Especially in this country, I can't speak for any other countries because, I mean, I live in the Caribbean, but absent that, I've only lived in America. So I can't speak to other countries. But in this country is where people who look like you and me were enslaved. And we weren't seen as full human beings. Do you not understand that ideology, that framework of thought can still permeate today, because it wasn't so long ago? It wasn't in the 1900s where black people got the right to vote and to drink from the fountains of other white people because they thought that we shouldn't mix?
You're not wrong. Within the past century, It hasn't even been 100 years yet since these Jim Crow laws and whatever have been repealed, and then everybody is supposed to be treated equally,
mm-hmm.
have been abolished and replaced. America is very much a flawed country, though they purport to be the best, but at the same time, I think that every country has its flaws. Some more so than others, but we're talking about America right now, and its shortcomings. So in the worldview that I've seen come from America,
my thoughts speak up. There's an airplane going across.
There is a more holier than thou connotation that we're American, we're better. So we're at the height of excellence. We do the best, but then at the same time, America has this pitfall when it's talking about its own citizens to say that not all citizens are treated the same way. Like I said before, that values of neighborhoods go down because a black person moved in. That shouldn't be the case. Another person moved in, so the property value of my house went down, what? $2,000, that's not supposed to happen. If America is supposed to be the beacon of democracy and progress for the rest of the world, to say that everybody is equal and they can be what they want to be, why in our country, why in America do we still see racism, nationalism? Hell, even neo-Nazism that came from once upon a time ago, that should have been dead and done with, but that still exists.
But you know, there's still people who say that white supremacy doesn't exist. Like, there was this... Okay, so this person was trolling one of the recent comments I had, and, your girl is an amateur sleuth. So I looked her up. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? Because even after I stopped responding to her, she kept just harassing me. And this woman is a known troll. Her husband is a police officer in Michigan, or one of them states.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she had the gall to tell me white supremacy doesn't exist. And in the same breath, tell me that I'm beneath her. Why? How am I beneath you? You know nothing of me as an individual, nothing of my socioeconomical standards, even if that's what you're looking at to examine my worth as a person. You know nothing of my values, etc. So if you know nothing, what are you judging me on? Isn't it because I'm black? That's the only thing you know right now.
Well, Sunshine, you're a black woman, and I saw you on the TV. So I saw black women on the TV. So you must be like you must be like them. So that's what I believe, and that's what my parents taught me. Because these things aren't brought about by people's common beliefs, right? Now these things are taught and learned. Like,
racism, you're talking about?
Very much so.
Okay.
So I have seen on the internet and actually in person that someone has actually admitted to saying that when they were learning U.S. history, a lot of the things about slavery and all those other darker parts of American history has been either glossed over or completely omitted from the history textbooks within their school system. So when they finally came to university, it's like, well, goddamn, America is really a terrible place, isn't it?
I feel like America has the capacity for greatness. I think that we have ample resources. I think that the resources that we have are misappropriated. We're protecting the people we shouldn't. But again, the American bureaucratic system, this idea of American democracy, has been focused predominantly on white men and by extension white women, when people argue against the affirmative action bill, they don't understand that the people who are profiting the most off the affirmative action initiative are white women. The reason why they contest it is because they think black people are experiencing the benefits, and then they're like, these fucking blacks get into places they don't deserve, right? But why aren't we deserving? Again, we have a different starting point. When I came to America, I came alone. And I didn't have anything to my name. I was poor. I was black. I was naive. Because I'm of the type of persons who grew up as a 90s baby watching The Color of Friendship and thinking, wow, we're just gonna get together and kumbaya, because everyone on this planet, we're humans and everything should be all love, and not understanding that no, this is not it. I grew up with black police officers. My island is homogeneously black, so I imagine when I'm talking to a police officer, they wouldn't profile me, or they wouldn't be biased solely because, I mean, if you're a police officer, you're supposed to be protecting me, right? And oftentimes when I was in the island, the police officers look like me, so I can ask them, I could talk to them, etc. But when I do that here in America, there's different implications. It shouldn't be like that. I remember when I came to America, I wanted to be in the military. Can you imagine? Military? I wanted to be in the military. I wanted to potentially be an MP. And nobody cared about your fucking car, dude. Look at that. It wasn't even sexy. It was just all gray and like a... Okay, not gray. Silver, right? You can talk.
Blue.
It was blue?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, you should tell me these things out loud, because that means I need to get my eyes checked. That shit looked silver.
We'll go to the optometrist later.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, but I believed in this idea of law and order, and it's because the American media was so effective in putting this idea that the people who are in pursuit of justice, even if they break the law, they're doing good. But when I came here and experienced it myself, I realized that this idea of justice that they were serving wasn't for my benefit. It was for the benefit of certain peoples. Again, the 13th Amendment doesn't abolish slavery. So if they need labor that is free and cheap, and I mean, historically, they've had people who weren't white working for either no pay or minuscule pay, who do you think they're gonna lock up? Who do you think they're gonna lock up? So it's all been a learning process. I think it's all been, I mean, it's been a hurtful learning process, to be quite frank. I find myself being very saddened by the world and its worldview, and how when I've tried to enter this world, I've been, it feels like I've been chewed up and spit out. But I definitely look forward to a time where it is an equitable society, when we're actually viewed as valuable and worthy of protection, worthy of empathy, worthy of everything. I was tearful last night, and I posted it on the story, my story. I was tearful because it's this past week. It was the 1 year anniversary of Breonna Taylor being shot.
Yes.
And that was, she looked fun. She seemed fun. And I'd never heard her voice absent this past week. But then I heard her voice, and it was, for some reason, I felt a breakage. And is, we don't oftentimes humanize these people. It's just another black person killed murdered by the police, who are government sanctioned assassins by this point, right? And it feels so terrible and tumultuous. And I'm afraid of actually going out there and being me to the fullest. I go to the grocery store at set times because I don't want to be around a lot of people. I don't want no fucking problems. I remember I was in Walmart and this guy tried to press me because he was being disrespectful. But because he thought I should bow to him, it was a white man with an eagle on his shirt and those fucking wraparounds. You know the type. He thought that his space was more important than mine. As such, he, you know, he got all big and hawkish. And when I addressed that, he was upset. He was upset. But if I can't imagine if there weren't people who understood me or understood my cause who were there. Fortunately, it had two women. They were Spanish speaking. I don't know if they were Latin American or Hispanic, but they were Spanish speaking and they helped me out. And they, like, we stood our ground, but I feel like there's more of that. I don't think that we can do this alone. And I think, especially because of the worldview of America, that the media has orchestrated perfectly to make black people seem like the other, the most other. I think that it's been very effective. But I think that if we all band together, we can assert our agency as people. We're not asking for more. We're asking for what's fair. What's fair is that you pay the people who are descendants of these people who literally died and been tortured for the establishment of America, for the very infrastructure in which we all enjoy. If we give them reparations, I think it's fair for us to all as human beings be treated equally with love and compassion and with empathy. I think it's fair for all of us to be heard and to be understood without these barriers. I can't fathom people asking questions where they don't understand. I feel like if you don't actually see what's going on in America, you're being deliberately ignorant. And you can use ignorance of proximity to assuage your argument, but unless you're living under a fucking rock, you know what's up. So I think with that, I will close. Thank you for being here with me, thoughts.
It's been wonderful to be here. Finally let out the cage. You should let us out more often.
My apologies. I am trying to be more open of different perspectives. But please feel free to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We are a growing channel. We are trying to do our best to bring you great content, bring you content from different perspectives. I'm not the best at this, to be honest. I mean, in my over 20 years of existence on this plane, social media has never been something I've wanted to engage with or triumph over or be a part of, because I see the vitriol in this world. And especially when it comes to black women, we're subject to vitriol. But I want to create spaces for black women who are different and who doesn't subscribe to the norm, and to give us a face and give us a voice. And I think it's a worthwhile endeavor, which is why I'm doing this. And I hope you support me on this venture. Please feel free to, please click the link in the bio. You can look at our YouTube channel. We're trying to get this YouTube money. And also, while you're at it, please help advocate against censorship on YouTube. I feel like YouTube censors arbitrarily. They don't censor people when they're saying that fuck shit, but they'll censor someone like me. And we need to fix it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. We just need to fix it. Okay? Well, we love you. And thank you for engaging with the Thoughtful Anarchy platform once again.
Bye.
Bye. Chaos! I was about to-